There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. We begin in Israel, where the Bibas family says authorities have yet to confirm the deaths of their loved ones. This after Hamas announced plans to release the remains of four individuals, including Shiri Bibas and her two young sons, Kafir and Ariel, who were abducted during the October 7th attack on the Nir Oz kibbutz. The bodies will be handed over this Thursday. Shiri's husband, Yarden, was taken hostage separately from his family and was released earlier this month. He was informed of their deaths, but had held on to hope they were still alive. Hamas claims the family died in Israeli airstrikes. In Australia, New South Wales police continue their crackdown on anti-Semitic attacks. So far, 13 people have been charged under police's Strike Force Pearl operation, launched in December last year, to investigate anti-Semitic incidents in Sydney. The latest is a 36-year-old man who was arrested yesterday in connection with the December 11th incident in Woollahra, where a car was torched and graffiti was sprayed on two buildings. He's the second person arrested in connection with the alleged anti-Semitic incident following the arrest of 34-year-old Tammy Faruga, who faces a string of charges relating to the incident. Meanwhile, New South Wales Police Superintendent Darren Newman has appealed to the public to help identify a suspect.
I make a public appeal in relation to a series of anti-Semitic graffiti attacks that occurred in and around Eastern Beaches and South Sydney on the 30th of January this year, to look at an image that has been circulated today of a male seated in the passenger seat of that vehicle wearing a jumper with a hood.
In the United States, more than 50 rabbis and cantors from New York's largest synagogues are urging Mayor Eric Adams and Governor Kathy Hochul to protect immigrants from the Trump administration's mass deportation plans. In an open letter, they demand action to block federal immigration raids in schools and synagogues, prevent ICE information sharing, and stop detaining immigrants in jails. The letter calls on city and state leaders to resist Trump's so-called xenophobic agenda. This urgent plea comes as political tension rises and calls for Adams' resignation grow. A top Manhattan prosecutor claimed last week that the New York City mayor asked the Trump administration to dismiss a corruption case against him in exchange for his support on immigration enforcement. Earlier this week, Hochul spoke to MSNBC about allegations against Adams, saying she's proceeding with caution.
The allegations are extremely concerning and serious. Yes. But I cannot, as the governor of this state, have a knee-jerk, politically motivated reaction like a lot of other people are saying right now. I have to do it smart, what's right, and I'm consulting with other leaders in government at this time.
And rapper Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, has returned to X, formerly Twitter, just a week after quitting, once again posting controversial comments about Jews. Ye wrote that he's no longer under Jewish control and defended his previous remarks, claiming a few specific Jews were responsible for attempting to destroy him. His return follows a Super Bowl commercial promoting a swastika t-shirt, which sparked outrage. Ye also defended the swastika as a symbol with historical significance in Asian religions, despite its association with Nazi ideology. His comments have drawn further backlash as he continues to amplify anti-Semitic rhetoric. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.